From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 9th. A mix of sun and clouds today with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. We'll see a high near 90. A heat advisory is in effect for half of the region today, while a flood watch is in effect for the other half of the region, with I-57 essentially the dividing line. Jackson County prosecutors say a Chicago man has been sentenced to more than 17 years in state prison for methamphetamine trafficking in southern Illinois. State's attorney Marcia Casico-Hale says 66-year-old Angelo Avilo was convicted of unlawful manufacturing of delivery of methamphetamine, a Class X felony. Investigators with the Southern Illinois Enforcement Group used a confidential source in July of 2025 to buy just over 30 grams of meth from Avilo. Agents say they had received information that he'd been selling meth in the region for several years. The controlled buy was recorded on audio and video. After a contested sentencing hearing earlier this year, a Jackson County judge ordered Avilo to serve 17 and a half years. The Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board says it's seeing near universal compliance in the first round of a new training verification system required under the state's Safety Act. The initial group, officers with the last names A through G, includes more than 12,000 active officers. Almost all completed the new digital verification process, which tracks required training, employment history, and any disqualifying misconduct. Executive Director Keith Calloway says the strong response reflects close cooperation with departments across the state. Early statewide data shows compliance holding at about 98%, with most remaining cases tied to medical or military leave. Required training includes de-escalation, scenario-based decision-making, and procedural justice. Women and people of color who work for Illinois agencies, colleges, and universities continue to earn less than their white male counterparts. State House reporter Mawa Iqbal has more on this new report.
The Illinois Commission on Equity and Inclusion found that wage disparity is even wider along racial lines, with Black employees making significantly less on average than most other demographics, even though Black employees are the second largest racial group represented in the overall workforce. All told, the difference in average salary between the highest paid and lowest paid demographics was $17,000. The state report says these year-over-year comparisons, quote, underscore the persistence of structural disparities and the need for better pay equity and retention. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Citizens Utility Board is warning Ameren customers to be cautious about alternative electricity suppliers and their offers this summer. CUB says Ameren's new summer electricity supply price is more than 11 cents per kilowatt hour, a nearly 40% increase from two summers ago. Despite the higher rates, the consumer watchdog group says alternative suppliers are facing the same market conditions and may charge even more. CUB estimates Illinois consumers have lost about $2 billion to alternative electricity suppliers over the past decade. The group is advising consumers to read contracts carefully and watch for introductory rates that increase sharply, along with added monthly fees and automatic renewals. CUB also warns consumers not to share utility bills or account information with unsolicited door-to-door sales representatives because of scams known as slamming. Consumers struggling with energy costs should contact their utility company about payment plans and energy assistance programs. International students at Southern Illinois University Carbondale are connecting with the community through volunteer service and experiential learning. 18 students at SIU's Center for English as a Second Language participated in the university's Community Engagement Program, a three-week course based on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The students visited and volunteered with 12 organizations across the region. The program included 16 Fulbright scholars completing a pre-academic English language program at SIU. The university says the experience helps students strengthen language skills while building cultural connections and community involvement. And a special Liberty Tree dedication ceremony is planned for later this month at Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge. The event is scheduled for June 27th. Organizers say the dedication will celebrate the historic symbol of freedom and patriotism associated with Liberty Trees during the American Revolution. Recapping the forecast for today, heat advisory remains in effect from 11 a.m. this morning until 8 p.m. tonight for much of the listening area basically west of I-57. Meanwhile, a flood watch remains in effect through this evening for most of the listening area, mainly east of I-57, as excessive rainfall is possible again today within the watch areas, as we could see some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of those could contain some excessively heavy rainfall. Also, we'll see those heat index readings could potentially be in excess of 100 degrees in the area to the west of I-57 today. Our actual high temperature is going to be somewhere around 90 degrees. We should see a little moderation tonight, as we're expecting to see mostly clear skies overnight, a low around 75, and then call it mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy and warm. It will still be humid. We'll see a high around 93. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.